This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Your calls welcome at 701-258-0550. Join the conversation here on What's On Your Mind. You can also text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. He's standing by with your text, and he'll pass those along. 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache. The folks at High Plains Apache are not just some other sprayer company. They're actually the sprayer company the others talk about. That's right. Why? Well, for one, they sell one of the best sprayers on the planet Earth. That Apache is unbelievable. Fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cabin, that industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. Ask about that new drift management system, too. They've tweaked that. It's fantastic. Basically, on the Apache sprayers, you select your droplet size, and then you can keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. So it works great. A lot of growers were raving about that last spring, as windy as it was. Worked great. Stop and see them. Coffee's always on. The ETA Center's there if you have a part you need for any brand of sprayer. 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan and Exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier off I-29. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Now, another hour of What's On Your Mind. Call us 701-258-0550. Text Todd. 226-8503. Let's talk. Tell us what's on your mind.
Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell here with you for the What's On Your Mind program today. And we had intended to have former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer on with us as the guest host today, but Ed had something came up at the last minute, and so they wandered around the building and pointed at me and said, You look like you could do a radio show with Todd Mitchell for a couple hours. What do you think? And I said, oh, Todd Mitchell, radio legend, no problem at all.
What?
Todd, this was your spot to come in and say, geez, Steve, thanks, but yeah, come on.
Well, I just had to pick my jaw back up off the ground first and put it back on my head here.
But okay. Come on now. So Todd and I hanging out with you here till 11 o'clock today. Joining us in a few minutes, we will be visiting with Chris Berg, host of 630 Point of View. And Chris will be finishing up the show with us starting at 10:20 this morning. You can see Point of View on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and on the West Dakota Fox channel in western Minnesota at 10:30 p.m. So if you would like to get in on the conversation, we got open phone lines here this first segment. 701-258-0550, toll-free 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some texts that have come in here over the last half hour or so. As for the Dems sitting out the inaugural, good riddance. Put some veterans in those premium seats. They actually deserve that honor. That's Jared from Alexandria. Jared, I'm right there with you. Great idea.
Don't we have like 42 seats that aren't being used anyway?
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, they're not inviting their 10 guests or whatever. So, you know,
so a whole bunch of people get to move up the better seats that way. That's awesome. Yes. I think it's great that they offer their seats up to some other people who otherwise wouldn't get as good a view.
Yeah, who actually might want to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And exactly. Scott will be in D.C. on Thursday and Friday for the inauguration, bring you some interviews and some the feel and the flavor of the Trump inaugural in D.C. That'll be coming your way Thursday and Friday here on What's On Your Mind. Another texter says, I like the proposed new time system. All state on central time and standard time and don't change. I don't know if that's a North Dakota legend. I had not heard that. Are there parts of, Todd, I want to say parts of far western North Dakota are on mountain time zone. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, so getting everybody on one time zone.
The timeline used to be the Missouri River years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
And, because in fact, I have an older relative who I had no idea she had this side of her, but apparently in Bismarck, bar time was midnight. In Mandan, it was 2 a.m. mountain time, so you'd drive across the river, but
yes,
then
you'd
be driving across the river back again, not in good a shape. So somebody decided, well, why don't we move that timeline over? Maybe we should move it all the way over.
There you go. So apparently, I'd not heard this, but apparently there's a bill in the North Dakota legislature that would put the entire state on central time.
There is.
One of the things I liked, oh, pardon me?
There is a bill.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One of the things I like to do on my morning news program in Fargo, I'm on the air from 6 to 9 a.m., so yes, it is starting to feel like somewhat of a long day, but that's all right. I mean, my dad's a farmer. I grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, so my dad's like, whatever, you get paid for talking, son, don't complain. And I'm not dad, if you're listening. But one of the things I like to do on my morning news program is just remind everybody where we are on the U.S. national debt. To me, it's a crime what we're doing to our kids and our grandkids. And someday they're going to look at us and go, what were you doing? And so today, as I take a look at, there's a cool website, cool in, if you like, you know, sadism, I guess, and hurting yourself, you can look at this, usdebtclock.org. And it gives you the U.S. national debt, and it shows the counter as interest continues to pile up. Right now, as we sit here this morning, $19,959,916,630,000 counting. Now, if you do the math on this and just watch the clock, we add about $10,000 of interest to our national debt every second. Now, in my world, $10,000 is a lot. Now, when you're Todd Mitchell, that's just spreading around money. It's you know, half hour Vegas or whatever.
Stop,
but for me,
oh my God,
it's a lot of money. So you start doing what that
president
means.
President in your title, I have vice president in my title. So the truth has now come out.
Yeah, well, yeah, we could spend a lot of time on that.
You in your tracks, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nice try, Steve.
Yeah. Okay. So $600,000 a minute. Figure out what that is per hour. $36 million an hour. $36 million, even if you're Todd Mitchell or the president of a company, we can all agree that's a lot of money. So I was a little bit taken back when I saw that the reports of the new budget that the Republican-led House approved earlier this week showed 227 to 198 in favor of a budget that will increase the debt, according to an article I'm reading on Forbes magazine. I want to read just a minute of this to you. And I just think at the end of a campaign where we heard a lot about we need to, you know, reduce the debt, we need to stop spending, I get that there are times when we need to spend a little more. Sometimes you need to spend money to make money, we say in business a lot. But this makes me a little nervous. And I would love to have Colin Peterson or Kevin Cramer on the show to tell us what we don't know, because there's got to be something behind this, an overall strategy that we're not seeing here. But the article written in Forbes magazine goes like this. It was at the end of the first week of this Congress, this past Thursday, not even 4 days after the newly elected representatives and senators were sworn into office, that the Republican majorities in the House and Senate indicated they would substantially increase the federal budget deficit and national debt this year by using American taxpayer dollars to pay for the wall President-elect Donald Trump says he'll build between the U.S. and Mexico. Not content to wait to see if Mexico will actually put up the cash, something the Republicans would have demanded if the pledge had been made by a Democrat, GOP House members were insistent last week that construction of the wall should begin immediately, even if the deficit has to increase to do it. The cost of the wall is expected to be between $8 and $25 billion. That likely doesn't include the interest charges the U.S. will incur to borrow this fund. So you get it early on. This is someone who leans left who is writing this article. Okay, so let's put the spotlight on that and make sure that we're honest about what we're seeing and we're hearing here. But it is worth the question of, is this sending the right message? Is this the right step to take when we're worse than broke? And this has been my big concern with the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare, is that when you're broke, you don't go buy a lake home. I think we can all agree on that. When you're broke, you don't do things that would be considered luxuries. And we did it at a time when we were worse than broke. We were, whatever, at that point, I don't know, 11, 12 trillion in debt. Now we're at $19.9 trillion in debt. We'll be $20 trillion here in the next month. And so I'm concerned that the first thing we see is this. Now, maybe some of our listeners follow these inner workings of budgets and expenses versus revenue more closely than me, which is very possible, probably likely. But I would like to hear are you worried about this, or do you say this is just what we need to do right now and all these things we're doing are sooner or later going to pay off? I just would love to hear your thoughts on it. You can call us at 701-258-0550 or toll free 1-800-228-0550. John is on the road, and John wants to talk about the inauguration. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. I do want to talk about the inauguration real quick, but I just want to address what you just talked about regarding the wall. Would that be all right?
Yes, sir. Please do.
Okay. Well, I don't see it as a lake home. I see it as an investment. And the reason is that we have, these guys have not secured our border. It's cost us billions and billions of dollars. These guys have wasted tons more money than $8 to $25 billion. And I see
securing
that border as a tremendous investment in the protection of our country and what could possibly happen if we do not secure that border.
John, I'm not saying that's the lake home. I said the Affordable Care Act was the lake home.
Oh,
I just
okay.
want to make
well,
that
I'm sorry,
that differentiation.
No worries. Anyway, that's the way I see the wall. I see it as a tremendous investment. And if you think about it, what could happen if we don't secure that border could be a lot worse than $25 billion. So any of those Democrats that
completely agree.
They need to grow up and get every other country secures the border. We have a right. It's obvious that's where Al-Qaeda or ISIS or anybody else could pour through. It's so porous.
I'm with you. John, hang on a second. We've got to get to a break, and I can't negotiate this one, so hang on. I'm with you. A country without borders is no country at all. Hang on. I'll get the rest of your point after the other side of this break. You listen to What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Steele, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Are you on the team? We'd love to have you. We need you, actually. The more folks that are on the team, the more elected leaders know what's going on. And I'll tell you what, there is hope, certainly, in a new administration, but a lot to do in a global war on coal. This isn't just a United States thing. This is tied to climate change. The folks in the lignite world, your neighbors that provide us affordable energy, reliable energy, you know what they want? They want to be part of an all-of-the-above solution. That's all they ask. They're not saying they're the preferred fuel source, nothing. They're saying, just make us all-of-the-above. And, of course, a lot of efforts, especially out of the climate change world, are exactly opposite to that. They want to single out and punish energy sources. That's why we need you to sign up at SecureEnergyFuture.org and let elected leaders know you stand for lignite. All right? SecureEnergyFuture.org. More now of What's on Your Mind.
Steve Ahlstrom sitting in today for Scott Hanna. Scott will be back tomorrow. And the Honorable Ed Schaefer, a former governor of North Dakota, was supposed to be our in-studio host today, but Ed had something come up, and so not able to join us today. So thanks for hanging out with me. Todd Mitchell also keeping me company here today in the What's on Your Mind studio. So want to finish up. John and I were visiting before the commercial break, and John made a point about something in a two-part comment, and we weren't able to get to the last part of it. John, I'm with you. My belief is we need taxes for things like national security, roads, and schools. The problem is we've tried to turn taxation into a way to give us more amenities to, quote-unquote, improve the quality of life, which was never what taxes were meant to do. So I'm with you when you talk about the wall. We need something. I don't know if it's a wall, a fence, a electronic zapper like we had back on the farm where the cattle would get zapped so they wouldn't go. You got the invisible fence for the dogs. Now, I don't know what it is, but we need something, absolutely. And I'll let you finish up the point that you were making, John.
Okay, well, yeah, and you just kind of hit the nail on the head there. It's all of the above. I mean, what's not going to be just a wall. It's going to be electronic measures that we've got all kinds of surveillance things that we can use that we have not employed. It's there. The technology's there, and we're the greatest country in the world. If we can't do that for 8 to 25 billion to secure our future, our security, that could cost us a lot more than that. We're talking is infiltration there that could cost us trillions. So, I mean, that's a minute point. But what I want to talk about the inauguration real quick is what I call, I know there's other people probably trying to call in, is that, you know, this is so shameful what Mr. Lewis and his associates are doing, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, these guys have all the time in the world they want to oppose Mr. Trump or whatever it is he stands for or whatever legislation. This is the one day that we show the world, the one day everybody comes together and goes, enough. We are celebrating our democracy, our republic that we have, and show unity to the rest of the world. We are the United States of America. Instead, they choose to take this ridiculous, unpatriotic stand. I'm not going to call them traitors, but these guys are, these are a special breed of snake that are doing what they're doing. This is supposed to show the rest of the world who we are, which is something special. And you know what? Yeah, put somebody else in there. I heard there was some bikers come to put those guys in their seats. So let them understand the patriotic message that this is supposed to be on Inauguration Day. This is shameful, and that whole bunch of buckaroos should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah.
John, I'm with you. Barbara Lee from California says, you know, I won't be at the inauguration. I'm going to be organizing and preparing for resistance. Can you imagine how conservatives would have got absolutely destroyed had somebody said something like that in 2008? Well, 2009, when the inauguration was for President Obama. I mean, the vitriol would know no end. John, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of the day. Keep it safe on the road out there. It is time to visit now with Chris Berg and Gene, Chad, Greg, and Lyle. Hang on. We'll try to work in your questions with our conversation here with Chris Berg. Chris from 630 Point of View on KX4 in Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota, and 10:30 p.m. on West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota. And Chris is a regular guest here with Scott on the program, and he has been good enough to hang out with me and Todd here for the rest of the show this morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be here, man. Are you pumped for the inauguration or what?
Yeah, let me get your right microphone on here first, and that'll make you sound a lot better. Yeah, Scott and I will be out there coming up Thursday, Friday, and we'll be doing the shows, my early morning show here in Fargo, and then Scott's What's on Your Mind show. with there was going to be a lot of obviously dignitaries and important people to go along with the unimportant folks like Scotty and me. So we're looking forward to it. It should be. I've not been to an inauguration before, and I think it'll be very interesting to just kind of take in a little slice of history there. So it should be a very interesting weekend out in D.C. There are a number of protests now being scheduled, and I'm sure you've seen too in the Twin Cities now. The labor union that cleans the Home Depot says they're going to go on strike at 5:30 in inauguration morning to stand up against it, and you're seeing all these little pockets of protest right now. And I thought our caller John said it very well a few minutes ago. This is the time when we put the boxing gloves away and we say, you know, whether you like the guy or the gal who's in office, it's time for us to get along with being Americans and try to make it better. And I remember back when President Obama was elected, I had significant issues with his policies, but I said, you know what? Historic day for the country. An African-American man is now the president of our country. You know, appreciate the significance there. Hope for the best. And then if you don't like it, go about trying to make things better behind the scenes. Don't cry and throw temper tantrums. And that's all we're getting from the left right now.
It's sad to see what's taking place here. To have now, what is it, 30, maybe even more congressmen?
42. Now.
42
yeah,
now.
42.
Mm-hmm. Last night at 7 p.m. it was 30. Now it's 42. That is.
Yes. It's an epidemic that's spreading. More people are getting sick every day.
Well, and the worst part is you've got Representative John Lewis, obviously an icon when it comes to the civil rights movement, sitting on Meet the Press on Sunday saying, you know what, I just can't do this. It'll be the first time ever as a congressman I'm not going to be at the inauguration.
And
he lied. Because in January of 2001, he also was in his Atlanta district because he didn't think George Bush was a legitimate president due to what happened with the, you know, SCOTUS and everything. So it's one thing if you're going to do this and you're going to stand on principle and you're going to have integrity about it, but to sit there and lie to a national audience thinking that no one's going to do their homework, I just have a real issue with that.
And we thank Congressman Lewis for his service.
Yes.
Who cannot say that what he did was courageous and all those good things? But just because you did something good 20 years ago doesn't give you a free pass the rest of your life to say things that don't make any sense. Like, we can't hold him accountable. We can't criticize anything he ever says because of what he did and what he stood for some time ago. That's ludicrous. And I think that's where a lot of people are, oh, you can't say anything about John Lewis. Well, come on now. That's not how things are done. You know, you got to pay the rent every day, right? Chad in Fargo wants to talk with Chris about Donald Trump. Good morning, Chad. Chad, are you there with us, my friend?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Chad. Sure can. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, he's not an icon. He is a disgrace. When you basically sit there and say you will not, you're the president of the United States. This is the highest office in our land. He should basically sit there and allow the fact that we had to sit for 8 years of a thug that was in our Oval Office. Second of all, the thing that is with the wall, they're talking about using prison labor.
Hey, Chad, hang on for a second. We've got to hit a commercial break. We'll be right back with you. We'll catch you on the other side, but please hang right there. More with Chris Berg next on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To Norway? I have not been there either. That's going to change very soon. My wife Maria and I and our kids are headed to the Midnight Sun Tour to see the best of Norway June 19th through July 2nd. If you go to juventours.com right now, you'll take a little mini virtual tour and see some of the photos, and you'll understand why I am so excited to go. The beauty of this place is nothing short of breathtaking. Absolutely phenomenal. And the good news is we're going with Carol Juven. Now, Carol's been there over 150 times. He's a pro. You can meet the people. You can find relatives. You can see everything you need to see. And we'll see the sun up at midnight. We're going to do it. We are closing in on a deadline here. So if you'd like to go, I'm going to give you a toll-free telephone number. Please call this number right now. Get the brochure. Get on this list. And don't miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime to go with one of the best guides this part of the world's ever known of Norway, Carol Juven and Juven Tours. 800-343-0093 is the toll-free telephone number. 800-343-0093. That's the toll-free telephone number. And if you want to check out some of the sites or details on the tour, a little photo gallery, go to Juven Tours, juventours.com. JUVENTours.com. I don't have to tell the Scandinavians how to spell that, do I? JUVEN for JuvenTours.com, or call 800-343-0093. Back to more of What's on Your Mind Tuesday edition.
Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell, Chris Berg here with you, finishing out the show today, sitting in for Scotty, who will be back in the big chair tomorrow. Before our last commercial break, Chad was making a point about Donald Trump, and we had to hit the break there. Chad, finish what you were saying, please.
Okay. You know, Donald Trump has been talking about building a wall. Okay, the wall is going to cost between $10 to $20 billion. However, they showed what the actual cost of these people coming over our country. Let's say they have a baby on this side of the border. We pay for it. We pay for all their illnesses, all their insurance, all that stuff. This wall is so cheap to build, it's going to make us actually money if you refigure out what it costs for all that stuff. But there is one more thing. As Americans, we should be proud that we have somebody in there that really gave up his lifestyle, and he had a very beautiful lifestyle, to actually help us as Americans to try to get this thing on straight. The healthcare system, you know, the ones that are complaining the most, or yes, they're not paying for it. They're not paying one dime. They say, well, I can afford it. I can get this and I can get that. Well, yes, but the people that are actually have to get the bronze star, bronze plan and the other plans, we can't afford it anymore. This is not affordable. They don't realize that, yes, we don't want to go on welfare, but we're too proud to do that. But at the same time, though, the people are getting a free ride. Enough is enough. Go out there and work. that's how we all had to do it, and that's what they need to do.
Yeah, Chad, good point. There's a cost, you know, to not knowing who is in our country, and let alone, you know, the people that come and commit crimes and, you know, even murder people, and those things happen. We just, the basics are, if you're going to have a country, you need to have some boundaries of what the country is. Otherwise, you're just part of a land mass. So I'm with you on that, Chad. Chris, you had a chance last night to head over to Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota. And a member of the King family, I think, what, a grandson of Dr. King?
I don't know if he is or not.
Oh, just maybe shared the last name.
Yeah, I think he may have just shared the last. So don't quote me on that. But Sean King was in town. He's a Black Lives Matter activist. And I'm thinking, hey, it's MLK Day. Concordia brought this person in town. I don't know who paid for it at this point, but I'm going to find that out. I'm thinking, hey, you know, I'm going to go and hear from this gentleman, and maybe he's going to have a great I Have a Dream speech. I went there with the anticipation of thinking, okay, let's show up, learn something, and hopefully
get inspired
a little bit. Yeah, maybe, you know, get inspired about what's going on here. Because I said last night on my TV show, I said, look, if you want to find out if the Donald Trump administration is successful in 18 to 24 months from now, there's three metrics you want to focus on. One's going to be median income for Black American. Two's going to be home ownership for Black Americans, and how many Black Americans are getting out of poverty. I think that will tell you that, hey, this guy is serious, because if the Republican Party, which I had Leon Francis on last night, I said, man, you guys have voted Democrat now for decades, and yet I looked at the numbers under Barack Obama, median income's down, home ownership is down. Yeah. Food stamps for Black America went up 58% since 2009, and yet Hillary Clinton gets 88% of the Black vote. Why would you do that?
If Trump is successful at any of those things you said there, he will have done more than President Obama did. Because the sad thing, I think, and again, I've never spent a day as an African-American man in this country, so I have no idea what it is, quote-unquote, what it is like. But I think that the disappointing thing is, you hear from people in the Black community, we're struggling, our families, our dads, where are our fathers? Where is the strong male leadership? Where is our economic opportunity? Where is the hope coming from? And there's no hope that is being shown there. And I think that's the sad thing of the Obama administration. He had 8 years, and never before had there been a leader who had the opportunity to speak to the hearts and the souls, and none of those things got better.
No, and I think what's sad is, so Steve Harvey shows up to Trump Tower to talk about, hey, what are we going to do for the inner cities? And the gentleman at ESPN, you probably know him better than I do, Smith maybe. Anyways,
Stephen
A. Smith had a great piece yesterday going, man, y'all going on Twitter and blowing up Steve Harvey when he's not talking about what are we actually going to do in urban communities. And when I went to Stanford, I went to school with a lot of Black American, very intelligent young men and women. And almost to a T, they told me, Chris, I would show up to school, I would perform very well academically, I would do what I needed to do, and I would get called out. Uncle Tom, you're this, you're that. And we've got a young Black American here in studio with us, so I want to get... But my point with the
Frederick,
Steve Harvey comment...
Frederick, is big radio
debut. Can I do that? I don't mean
well,
Maybe you've
introduced them already.
Maybe not. But anyway, so my point is that what was so sad to me is that what they would tell me is that their own community would be trying to drag them down. And they did the same thing to Steve Harvey. You got Jim Brown, Steve Harvey, Stephen A. Smith, all these guys coming out going, hey, look, what we've been doing since Lyndon B. Johnson clearly isn't working. Let's try something else. And I'm just... And maybe you don't want to do this, but I'm curious if in your community you've experienced the same thing.
So Frederick Jowell is his name. He's our content manager here at The Flag. Helps us with a lot of online projects. And Frederick is actually an immigrant from Liberia. Came over in that resettlement program some years ago. So, Frederick, go ahead. Yeah, what do you think about all this?
Yes, actually, man. Like, if you go down, like, my Facebook feed, man, and all you see is just coon, this and this and this. Yes. Because I'm very, love's the word for it, man. I'm not shy, you know, about my conservative values, you know.
Yes, I don't mean to cut you off, but Leon Francis was on, and people calling in him Uncle Tom because he views the world from a conservative perspective. So I'm curious as to why the Black American community speaks out in that fashion when clearly what they've been doing hasn't been working for them.
We've been hoodwinked, man.
But by who? By yourselves or?
Right. So it started in the 60s, right? Lyndon B. Johnson actually like planned it. And he said, if we give this community, enough to get by, that they will be voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And, this
and that's a nice way of saying it, because if you know what he really said, it wasn't appropriate.
Yeah, right. You know, I can't say the word on here, you know. Yeah, man. But that's it. You know, the black community has been hoodwinked. And they talk about systematic oppression a lot, but systematic oppression is actually in one party being smart, you know, like the one way, like, to maintain like total control over a particular individual or community is to keep them dependent and on you, you know.
It's like they get co-opted for votes. It's what Lyndon B. Johnson said. And so I bring all this up, and thank you for sharing that, man. If you want to stick around,
brother,
please do. But so last night I went to go see Sean King, and I just want to, if you have students that are in college, going to college, I got a 7-year-old, so I went home last night thinking, boy, I need to be hyper vigilant about what is going on my daughter's life when she goes to these, what I'm calling, basically liberal laboratories. I mean, this gentleman stood up in front of Concordia, private university, in my opinion, law enforcement bashing, and he constantly ran lines trying to get laugh lines and applause lines by bashing Donald Trump. And look, I'm all for, I will defend your right to my death to say what you want to say. I don't have an issue with that. But the problem is you know this, Steve, and maybe you're different than I was, but when I was a young man, you get into that group think thing. Like, you don't want to necessarily always just stand out and say, yeah, I'm on the Trump train, when you're with all your young peers, because then you get, you know, black out of that thing. I mean, yeah. So it was just an interesting dynamic to watch and to see him show up and to do those things and watch everyone kind of snicker and chuckle if you voted for Trump and making fun of people that, you know, could have voted for Trump. It just wasn't what I was looking for.
And it's sad that I think what President Obama was really good at is creating this divisiveness. And we hear now the people that are going to sit out the inauguration saying Trump is so divisive and he is all about keeping minorities down. And I'm like, the president himself fueled this by the class warfare and the race warfare that we've heard from him for 8 years.
Well,
he's fanning the flames on this.
This gentleman last night said there was 102 unarmed black Americans that were shot last year in the United States of America. Hadn't happened since 1902, I think he said. Well, guess who our president was? The first black American president. So, I mean, he made it sound like it was a cop thing, but I think if you talk to if you watch what happened in Chicago, a lot of those officers now are saying, look, I don't want to step into this because of what the DOJ is doing to law enforcement.
I want to work in some calls here, too. Gene from Dickinson has been holding for a little while. Wants to talk about speed limit and health care. So, Gene, we just have about a minute. So if you could make it nice and tidy for us, we'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, on the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, if the state legislature does this, they need to make it a zero tolerance and draconian penalties for exceeding 80 miles an hour. Otherwise, they're going to be driving 85.
Yep.
Most people don't know how to drive 75. The other thing is, I sent an email to our Rhino congressman yesterday indicating I think he should immediately introduce a standalone piece of legislation that repeals the penalty on not having insurance and make it retroactive to last year. Because, you know, this idea that I had to be forced into buying something I didn't want still irritates me. But it needs to be done immediately, because who knows how long it's going to take them to get this repealed and another system in place.
Gene,
and then
comment.
The mother who was talking to her young son, and the young son says, mother, when I'm a man, I would think I'm going to be a liberal. And the mother says, make up your mind, you can't be both.
Very good. Thanks, Gene. We appreciate the call this morning. I think probably if you asked, and if we have the occasion to, if Congressman Kramer calls in here in the next 10 minutes, we'll do it. But I'm guessing they're going to say that's part of the plan for when they kind of unroll their overall scheme of what they want to do. Part of the repeal and the place thing, I think, is going to be the individual mandate. It's got to be on that chopping block there as well. All right, a few other calls as well, but we're going to need to hit commercial break before we do that. So John in West Fargo, Jamie in Bismarck, John in Fargo, Jeff in Jamestown, hang on. We're going to be back with more with Chris Berg from 630 Point of View. After this, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon out today. We'll be back tomorrow. Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell, Chris Berg hanging out with you until 11 a.m. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Price of E85, E30, you know, some of these other choices you have when you go to PetroServe USA, you do a double take. And I have experimented with this. And you know what, folks? Yes, the more ethanol content there is, the more you lose a little bit of mileage. But if you do the math, you can get this right and save money. You can. Where you lose a little bit of mileage, but save a lot per gallon. And when you fill up. And you know, I believe you ought to have that choice. That ought to be up to you to decide. What do I want to do for my fuel source? That's why I love the folks at PetroServe USA. They connect up North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and give the consumer the choice at all of their locations at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ask about that 4 for 4 deal. You'll never go back. Best deal ever. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, great. Every time you have one, 20-ounce drink, two cookies. How's that for a meal? And it's $4. Man alive, no budget buster there. Can't beat a deal like that at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you back to What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Steve Hallstrom, Chris Berg, Todd Mitchell with you here for another 5 minutes or so. Got a few calls, so let's try to roll them in. We got a bunch of texts piling up, too, and we'll do the very best we can, but want to hit the calls first. Let's hit Jeff and James. I want to talk about the inauguration. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, if they want to sit and cry and whine and don't want to go, let them. Who cares? Let them
yeah.
sit at home and out, sit in the corner.
Yeah.
The more you fawn over it, the worse it gets. I'd like to know more about what we're going to do going forward. I don't care for the way things look, but you know what? We need to do business, get moving forward. Again, let them cry and whine. It's their right. But ignore it and move on.
I'm with you. Well said, Jeff. Sure. Nice work there. Jamie in Bismarck wants to talk about the inauguration as well. Jamie, what do you think?
Just going to say, you know, everybody wants these Democrats to go there complaining because they won't go. I mean, if they don't agree with the guy, why should they go? That'd be nothing but a phony show of them going there and acting like they support the guy anyways. And everybody was talking about we need to get along and this and that. Well, if you're a conservative or if you're a leftist, which one of your beliefs and values and freedoms do you want to give up to appease the other side? Because I'm not willing to give an inch of mine up. So I'm waiting for somebody to call in and tell me what they're willing to give up.
Jamie, I'm with you, but maybe with one exception. I do think there is a respect for the office of the presidency that we should all have, whether you agree
yeah,
with the person or not.
I don't respect Obama. If I was a senator or a congressman,
no,
I wouldn't have went because I don't.
But I think you can respect the position. I think you can respect the position without necessarily saying I really like the guy.
Yeah,
no?
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Okay, okay. Fair enough, Jamie. Well, I'm not saying you're wrong, brother. I appreciate you calling the show. Chris, what do you think?
I just think at the end of the day, politics is negotiation. And if we all know Trump is a deal maker, and if John Lewis is going to play this card, Trump's not going to negotiate with you. And all it does is create a situation where now if you need a couple votes here and there, maybe you need the Black Caucus to do something to help with, you know, black unemployment or whatnot, it just doesn't give you the cards to go and negotiate. So in my opinion, Lewis is making a huge mistake because Trump doesn't need him right now, quote unquote. He'll go out, cut his deals, and I'm with you. You got to respect the office and utilize the cards you have to go negotiate something.
John in West Fargo, question for Chris. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Martin Luther King had a strong faith in the Lord, and he saw an injustice. And everything I can study about it, he seemed to handle it the right way. John Lewis looked him up. He apparently attended American Baptist Seminary. I don't see the joy of the Lord in this guy anywhere at all. And if you are a student of the Word of God at all, and I would imagine he'd claim he is, you come to realize that God is in control of everything. And so I'd like to hear your guys' take on this from a spiritual standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Great point. I mean, Jesus himself said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. There was clearly, even though, you know, he turned over the temple tables, clearly there was a respect for the authority that was in place because, as the good word says, God appoints the rulers.
He brings up a great point because the piece of the clip from Lewis that's not getting played a lot is right before he said Trump's illegitimate, he goes, hey, look, I believe in forgiveness. And he used some of Christ-like principles in that conversation. And then in the very next conversation, he's not legitimate. I'm not going to go to the inauguration. And I agree with John. Hey, if you're going to walk the walk, no pun intended with the obviously Bloody Sunday walk, but then go walk the walk.
Yeah, I'm with you. Some texts have come in. Sorry I missed who said it earlier on your show, but I was highly offended when I heard him say it. By the way, it was Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. When he said, I don't think the people of North Dakota knew what they were doing when they voted this in. We were talking about medical marijuana, and Al said, there's all these dominoes that fall now. We've got to set up the dispensaries. We've got to figure out how to make sure that only the right people are growing it. Only the right people can get licenses if they're not 40 miles, within 40 miles of the dispensary. So I think that's what he was saying. I think he just said that most voters didn't understand all of the repercussions of voting this in. I think, obviously, 64% of the voters in North Dakota said, we think this is a good idea, so let's do it. We'll figure it out later. But, Chris, my biggest concern about this whole thing has always been, unless we know where the dispensaries are. The 40-mile rule is why I could not vote yes on it, because you've got a deal where, you know, hey, if you're not 40 miles, if you're 40 miles away from where the dispensary is, you can grow it in your backyard, in your house. That, to me, is a really slippery slope.
Wow, that's more wonky than I got into it. I don't even remember that clause, so... But I agree that there are a lot of dominoes. You keep hearing more and more. Apparently in that it refers to Delaware in it or something like that. I heard Senator Judy Lee talking about that. So there's some challenges. We'll see if they can get them ironed out.
Real quickly, text John King has no relation to the MLK family. He's an extremist, a race baiter, quite likely a white man pretending to be black, similar to Rachel Dolezal. So there you go. That'll do it for us. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks to all of you. Scotty's back tomorrow. Have a good day.
Hi, Scott Hannum from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway, June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.